Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we're going to be continuing on our overarching theme that we've been talking about for the last three sessions, networking. Today, we're going to be focusing in on navigating networking events. To start off, let's define what a networking event even is. It is any event in which you are able to gather information on career fields, interact with professionals in that field, or learn skills for your career field slash careers in general. Don't limit yourself to events that have the title of, quote, a networking event. Attend anything that will assist you in furthering your career, and it can be anything you want it to be. Now, I want to talk about a few different places where you can find these networking events. First, I cannot recommend enough that you follow Dornsife Career Pathways on Instagram and Facebook. I end every episode with that recommendation. We have a fantastic and dedicated team that will keep you up to date with all of the events and information that you need to know. And the only way to get those updates is to follow us. So, do it. Now, with that shameless self-plug out of the way, the next place that I recommend that you look for networking events on is Dornsife Compass. On Compass, there is a tab dedicated to events that are coming up. Look at that tab at least once a week to build into your weekly routine. I recommend that you do it weekly because those events are constantly shifting and changing, and new ones are being updated every week, and you don't want to miss a thing. The next place to look after Compass is ConnectSC, under their events tab. It's very, very similar to Compass, but they might have some events that aren't posted on Compass. Again, these things are constantly updating, so make it a habit of your weekly routine to look at the events tabs on these two websites, Compass and ConnectSC. Moving from these more career-focused websites to more just general networking events, the next place I recommend looking is at the university-wide events that are going to be happening. You can find them through engage.usc.edu, and you can see what campus-wide events are going to be happening. Keep in mind that a networking event is more than just a career-specific event. If a professional in an area you are interested in is going to be coming to campus or the surrounding areas, that can still be a networking opportunity for you. When attending these events, I recommend that you bring a few things with you. These recommendations depend on the type of event that you're going to be attending. For any type of event, bring something to take notes with, whether that is a pen and paper or digital. Just as long as it's something that will keep you attentive and you can go back and reference it later. For events like internship or job fairs, bring a general resume with you and practice your elevator pitch. For more casual speaker events, a resume might be a little inappropriate, but having that elevator pitch ready to go will always be handy. You never know when you're going to be interacting with a professional and you need to explain who you are and why you're important. Basically, be ready with what is appropriate for the event. And if you're not sure what's going to be appropriate for an event, come talk to one of the career advisors at Career Pathways. You can set up an appointment with us, and we also answer our emails pretty regularly too. Networking events are key because you can be there. You can ask the questions you want, you can interact at whatever level you feel comfortable with. As well, these professionals that are coming to these events are taking time out of their lives, sometimes at not an insignificant cost to them, to come to these events. And by you attending the events, it makes it worth their time and sacrifice, and they will want to come back. As with any networking, you are going to have to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. But I promise attending and really trying to get the most out of these events will help you so, so much. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.